Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Our next guest on the show, it's a pleasure to have him on ahead of a big weekend at Riverton Racecourse. It's Kelvin Tyler, Butch, who joins us now this morning. Morning to you, Kelvin. How's things?
Morning, yeah. Very good, thank you.
G'day, Kelvin. Butch here. Look, it's a great weekend for racing in the Deep South. Big for the locals, Saturday-Monday meeting, and you're unloading a fair few runners. You must look forward to a weekend like this.
Yeah, not many times we get the race on a home track, but no, this is certainly the highlight of the year for us, and you know, some good prize money up. So we try and have them peek in here if we can. So looking forward to it. But saying that, I'll be relieved on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, busy weekend as well, and plenty to get through. But as you say, great money up. The first of them in a $40,000 race, and significantly improves prize money. Well worth playing for. Czar Beauteous has been there and thereabouts, and gee, you're having some success with young Donovan Cooper down that way. That 4 kilo claim will come into play as well.
Yeah, 4 kilos is just huge, and when the track's like it is at the moment, because it's pretty heavy, had a lot of rain down here, so it's going to be tough going. She's just a really good, honest racehorse, really. You know, she's no champion, but she's got a good high cruising speed, and she just don't stop. So, she'll take a bit of beating. I think only work's been really good, so I think she'll handle the wet track. So, she'll be a great chance, I think.
Yeah, and that 4 kilos with the wet track, as you say, will be a huge assist. Well, you're unloading a few in the two-year-old race. You've got four of them. It's Marlin, who's been open really safe with the bookmakers. There's Snow Brainer, Mamma Mia, and More Sass. So how do we separate them all up, Kelvin?
Yeah, to be honest, we just kind of just giving them a run, really, and put them out for the winter, really. It's Marlin out of a half to fly inside. I'm not too sure where to handle the wet track, but he did one jump out and won that quite nicely. Snow Brainer, big horse by John Snow. I think he's got quite a lot of ability, but again, with a heavy track for a horse his size, whether he'll cope with it. So just probably good runner chances in those two. Mamia, she's had a little bit more experience than the other ones, and her work has been quite good actually, and I'm pretty sure she'll handle a wet track. So she could be a sneaky bet. And More Sass, half to Lady Sass, got the same sort of spirit, but she seems to handle the wet track, and she's got quite a bit of speed, but again, she's a bit green, so a little bit unknown really. But I'd say Mamia and More Sass would be the two likely ones, I think.
Mamia's had money already, 21 into 14. So someone listened to you before we got on the air. Righto, one of your better performed horses, Lightning Jack. He's 1,200 metres on a heavy track, 4 kilos off, gets him down to the luxurious weight of 56 kilos for him. He's got to be competitive, didn't he?
Honestly, on his work on Tuesday, I don't think I've seen him get up like that for a long time. It just took so long to get out of those hard tracks in the springtime. It's not a very big field, but, there's a couple of handy horses in there. But really, he should just a bit tidy them up, I think.
In his best form, he'd be awfully hard to handle, wouldn't he? Righto, the next one, you don't get much of a break. You've got Arceus, Donovan claiming 4 kilos again. Run last time was pretty good. Been kept safe by the bookies at $9.
Yeah, he's kind of a beautiful big horse. He's half to a Group 1 horse, but he just doesn't do it on race day, and he's probably on a bit of a fine wire, really. He's on the chopping block for a while. So, but the last run was probably his best run he's had for a while, but it was back in grade. And this time it's back in grade too, really. It's kind of the bottom half of the rating, 65 miles, so it's probably his class of horse, and he seems to go right on the wet track. So, he'd be a good runner's chances, but, I'd wouldn't be unloading too much. I don't know how brave he is, to be honest, Butch.
Yeah, sometimes when they get that last warning, though, they buck their ideas up, don't they? Classic Diva in race 7. She's one that's won on a heavy track. Thought the run last time was pretty good when third.
Yep, she loves the home track as well. She's won, I think, 3 races here, and she loves the wet track. So, yeah, it's handy with field, though. Some good horses in that. And, of course, that top rope, you know, comes in with a claim on down to 52, so it's going to take a ton of beating, really. But she's done everything well. Looks good and working really good. So she'd be, you know, a good each-way chance.
Righto, bragging rights up for grabs here, I reckon, at the local for the Riverton Cup, the Kennedy Building Riverton Cup, and you've got the two favourites here, Shakalia and Prince Albie. Donovan rides Shakalia, so claims the 4 down to 54 kilo, and Prince Albie with Terry Mosley carrying 55. I remember, I reckon we chatted 2 years ago for this same meeting, and you told me then that Prince Albie was one of the more promising horses you'd ever put a saddle on. He certainly lived up to that. He's won plenty of races and a fair bit of money. Can he annex the local cup for you?
Yeah, he'll handle the wet track too, Prince Albie. It won't bother him at all. And he came back from that trip up north, and he's really just gone forward from then. Just, you give him 3 weeks in a nice grassy paddock and just give him a good clean out, because I don't feel he was quite 100% up there. He was, you know, he looked good up there and was eating good, but I just didn't feel like he was caught 100%. But anyway, he's just really gone forward in leaps and bounds, and I really can't fault him, to be honest.
And Shakalia is just flying as well, this prepper.
Shakalia, yep, she's really good, but he's good, but I really don't know what it'd be like on a heavy track, to be honest. And that's my main doubt, really, whether we get through the heavy track. But he's a high-class horse too. He's a tough horse and high-quality horse, as you know. And so, yeah, ability-wise, not much between them. But on the heavy track, I think Shakali, you know, I'm just having my doubts, that's all.
Sure, righto. Vamos was good, resuming. Got the win. Donovan again claims down to 54.5 kilos. And if he could replicate that win up in class, then he'd be awfully hard to beat.
Yeah, his work leading up to that race, honestly, couldn't fault it, really. Any raced accordingly, really. And since then, he's come home and he's just gone to another level. He's just eaten and worked really strong. He seems to handle the wet track. And I know it's gone up to another grade, and it's a good field, that top end of that 65 mile. But on his work, like, you'd have to be in the top 3 or 4 again, I'm picking. Like, he'd be a good each-way chance.
Great price, $11.50. And righto, always nice to win the last if you can. You've got a couple of chances. Go Lotti and Albatross. Go Lotti, well in the market at $5.50. And we guessed it. Donovan on again.
Yeah, I've had Donovan booked for a while, because I was just, you know, had an inkling we might get a wet track, so 4 kilos and that in the wet, so good. But you go Lotti, like, another stride probably would have beaten Prince Albie in the Beaumont Cup last start, really. She'd seen the minor wet track and probably down to her own grade and puts the weight off, comes in at really good, 55.5. So, yeah, she'll take a bit of beating. I think she'll go a good race. And Albatross, probably scratch her and run her on Monday.
Thanks very much. We'll wrap it up. Thank you very much. Good luck. What's the best of them?
Prince Albie.
Yay. Good man. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. Okay, see ya.